New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. It is Tuesday here at K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Summer feels, you got them? Good. If not, we'll force you to have them. Force fun all summer long. Fun or summer here at K-Rock starts immediately. We don't wait for the calendar to say it's officially summer. We start that immediately, and if it's your final week of school, well, then congratulations. You have made it, or you're going to be repeating another grade again, in which case, that sucks for you. You got to deliver that news. Never fun. Or summer school news, also not fun. Omar spent some summers in summer school.
You have to do that for your
every
kids.
Summer school ever that was available for me to go and attend, I signed up for.
Yeah,
that sounds
didn't
like
even have to go.
Hell, and I was a good student. I was one of those kids who didn't mind
school.
Going to school.
I love it. Was a good hang, but, and it was only like half the day, and you got credits. My senior year, I had 5 elective classes because I had so many credits.
Because of all the summer schools you did.
Correct. Yep.
Ugh.
I think you can't do that anymore, but yeah, that's what I decided to do. It was awesome.
Allie, you hated summer school, though.
Oh, I would never do summer school.
Well, it wasn't a choice. I didn't go by choice.
I didn't ever have to do it, and I would never choose to do it.
I remember my parents sat me down. I said, I think this summer I'm going to play a lot of hockey. And they said, I think this summer you're going to do a lot of math and writing. And I said, why do you think that? They go, because you're doing summer school. And I said, that sucks.
Do you know something I don't?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's that I'm going to summer school.
So you're saying I didn't get signed up for hockey camp? Because that's all I wanted. And they go, no, you're going to go to stay in school.
Man, you really wanted to do skateboarding and hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
And you didn't do any
never
of those
did.
Cool things.
And I never ended up, that could have been my chance. I could have been on the LA Kings today, but I sit here like a loser.
What did
I never
you
got
learn
to do
from
hockey.
Summer school?
Writing or something, BS. I don't know. I mean, I had to go in every day. It sucked.
Hey, you still can't spell.
No. Right. It was a giant waste of everyone's time. And I even think the teacher, if I remember correctly, was also like, I think they were also forced to do it. I don't think they wanted to be there either.
Well, they probably did it because they need some kind of a summer job.
Yeah, or they were like, they like lost.
Their
worst teacher has to do summer school or something. And no one seemed happy about
being
there.
You think in the break room final day, all right, yeah. And worst teacher goes to?
There was a kid in my class like Omar, I remember, that was just trying to get ahead. And I was like, what is going on? And they're probably a billionaire now. They probably went on to great things. But the rest
but
of
I
us.
But I told you, like, I've said this before, all I had to do, and I was fortunate this way, all I would have to do is sit in the class and I would absorb it enough where I would get good grades on the test and then just fly by.
I was
just lucky.
Absorb it. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
This hour on the show, sometimes you win and then you lose. It happened to Spencer Pratt most recently in the run for L.A. mayor, where he thought he was as good as in to the final vote off.
He gave a victory speech and everything.
And then found out
he did?
That, oh, yeah.
He was like, I know that this was God's plan. Yeah, I mean, it's like celebratory. I mean, not like an official thing, but it was like, yeah, I mean, everyone was talking to him and he was saying he was so happy.
What about after the fact? Has he said anything?
He, I think, said there was an update where he said he's okay with it or something.
I think he's still holding out hope. Okay. I think he says there's still votes to be counted.
Yeah, he did. He also did say that.
But we will celebrate times in your life where you thought you won and then you ended up losing for whatever the reason. Either you had a victory taken from you or you were the wrong person, perhaps. Maybe they called you up to win some sort of an award, and then you were like, oh, it's the wrong Tom? Damn, I'm going to sit back down again. So yeah. We will get into those stories coming up later, and we will let you win something in the process. Plus, Jake was out there talking to people, welcoming our foreign visitors to Southern California for World Cup action, which kicks off in less than 24 hours. So we got lots to get to this hour on the show. We kick things off with Jimmy World on K-Rock. What is the worst thing you can say to someone else while having sex with them? We have that answer and more as we solve the internet's biggest riddles in this exciting edition of Clickbait. Here we go. Nate, we'll start with this, though. According to a new scientific study that has been done, this is exactly how many times per day you should be farting.
Oh.
And if you are not farting at least this amount per day, then something is off and you probably will explode. So this is the number you should be farting if you are healthy. And there is an actual number. This was done in Australia, but they looked at people all across the globe to figure out this number. So, Allie, what is the number for someone who claims that she goes days? Allie says days, sometimes weeks, without farting at all.
That's such a lie.
It's true. I'm telling you. We talked to my wife about it. I never do.
Allie says that there ain't
Not even when you're preggo?
No.
She says there's no farts. I mean, I've known Allie for over a decade. I've never witnessed a fart from her.
Never heard one.
Never heard or smelled, to be honest. I never have.
No.
But she does bring stinky lunches, and I always thought that maybe that was a cover for other things. Like, she was like a little over here, smoking mirrors. But I've never heard it or seen it, and I would tell you if I had.
I think the answer is that it's 10 a day for men and 0 for women.
Okay, 10 a day men, 0 women. All right, Omar's going to answer his answer in fart sounds, just so we know. Omar, what is the correct answer? This is according to a real scientific study. This is exactly how many farts you should be letting loose per day if you want to be considered healthy.
I think I read this somewhere. I do love the farting. I think it's 26.
26?
Yeah, 26.
Oh my God, that's so many.
You fart a lot. You fart a lot during the night when you're asleep.
Sleeping. That's,
so yeah, more than once an hour?
That's right.
That's so
certain hours you got to double up.
Jesus.
All right.
How is anyone making it through the day?
You know, you get that alert on your watch that
says
how
you get through the day. It propels you.
Your watch will alert you, Allie.
You get almost, home a lot faster.
Your day's almost over. You haven't hit your fart quota yet. You still have time.
You can still do it, Allie.
You can still do it. Come on. All right. Almost 26.
Allie
says 10 for men, 0 for women. Jake?
Double it, 52.
Oh, God.
Let's get home fast.
Well, please let this number be lower.
Well, it turns out that everyone on the show is incredibly unhealthy, if those are the answers. The correct answer, according to the study that was done, the actual scientific study, says the average is 5 times a day.
What?
And they noted that the evenings...
That seems low.
The evenings tend to be the most popular time. Between the hours of 6 and 10 p.m., which is why I think when Allie started doing her hot chick fart walk, that was not very successful because only one person showed up to it.
Two people.
Two people showed
up. No, it was like a mom and a son.
He was a mom and a son, yes.
Right. So two people showed up.
Well, the dad showed up later.
And anyway, it was not a successful thing. But that's when people, they say, you're supposed to go for those walks after dinner.
Yeah, because your digestion process starts, it begins in the morning when you eat your first thing. And then as the day goes on, you're eating more and more and everything's digesting. So by the end of the evening, everything's ready to start moving its way through. Mm. So it makes sense.
714 in the text line says, I actually keep a fart log and about 5 to 7 a day does seem about right. So every time you put a little hash mark
you
in your
sad bastard
fart log. So there you go.
How long have you been keeping a fart log? What was the day that you were like, I better start logging this?
Babe, people want to know all about their health now these days. They want to know everything. They want to know everything that's going on, coming in, going out, right? Next question, Allie. It's clickbait. These are all technically true according to the internet. This is the worst thing, according to a sex therapist, that you can actually say while you are in the middle of having sex with another person. What is it? We'll start with Jake, who has recently claims he had sex with another person after going on a long time drought. Understandably, you guys farting 56 times a day. It makes sense. But he says he just recently had sex 3 times in one day.
Barely
so,
it.
Jake, what is the thing that you should, I'm sure you've heard it, but what is the thing you should never say to someone while having sex?
The wrong name.
Okay, Jake says the wrong name.
Asking if it's in.
Allie says asking, is it in? Omar, according to
excuse me, I got a fart.
Excuse me, I got
excuse
a fart.
Me, I'm reading my. Excuse me, I need to check my fart log.
All right, whoopsies, I wrote you down to my sex log. But you're supposed to go to my fart.
You're in the wrong log.
I got to fix this hash mark.
Why do I have so many logs?
According to this sex therapist, I've heard much worse, but the thing you're not supposed to say is, are you almost done?
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
And but I think if you say
yeah,
that...
What it's way to take you out of the moment.
I know.
But I think
that's going to prolong it, by the way.
But I think if you say it in, like, a sexy way...
I think I would
way,
stop.
If you say it in a sexy way, I think it's hot. I think, like... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
You're almost there? You almost there? Or something
yes.
like that?
Yeah. There's a way to say it that makes it
go
not...
Ahead, try it, Klein.
No, I'm not doing it. But, like, are
like
you...
getting you pregnant?
Are you almost done? Are you almost done where you sound annoyed? It sounds like I could see why that would be, puts the pressure on.
It depends on the circumstance. If you've been going at it for a while and you're just, you can tell the other person's tired and asking if you're almost done, then yeah, that feels bad. Because it's not, it's actually not their fault. It's your fault for not getting them there.
The other things that you're supposedly not supposed to say either in order, that is the number one. But why
is he pregnant on there?
Why are you breathing so heavily? Is this your first time? And is this amount of sweat normal?
Who says that?
This is what we say to Jake every day after the show.
Does Jake look her in the eyes and ask that question? Yeah. Is this a mountain normal?
And is this Chinese water torture on top of it?
When we get back from this quick break, the phones are open at 800-520-1067. Prize up for grabs. The question for you is, in honor of what has been going on here in the run for L.A. mayor, when is the time that you thought you won something and you ended up losing? You won, but you lost.
Even when you straight up won, it could be a loss. I know people who have won on game shows. They have to pay so many taxes and the getting the jet ski there, it's not even worth it.
I had a buddy who has still been paying for jet ski storage because he went on Price is Right, and he can't sell the stupid thing, and he's now lost money on this, even though he won it on Price is Right.
Or remember when you won a Hummer, and then you couldn't even collect the prize because you were underage.
It's the only time I've ever won a raffle ever.
And you won and lost.
A Hummer, and then I was 16, and you needed to be 18, and they literally just said, all right, we'll call a different number. It was unbelievable. Well, I'll come back with your stories. You won, but you actually lost, and we will turn that loss into a win after this on K-Rock. You won, but then you lost. And you get to all the feels of that sweet, sweet victory, followed by the sad agony of defeat. Now, we all are used to the agony of defeat around here. When you almost get that glimmer of hope for the win, you go, I can't believe it's happening to me. And then something happens and you realize, oh, it's not. And that's when you go, that's what I get for believing in myself.
Trust, hope, it's all overrated.
We have one question and one question only.
In the bedroom, what is an Alfie Tower?
No, that is not the question, Vanessa. But thank you for asking.
Who knows what an Alfie Tower is?
No one knows.
The gay community seem to.
We have the question for you right now that is the following. And this has to do with what is going on in L.A. and the vote for mayor where, as far as everyone was concerned, Spencer Pratt ended up winning second place.
Oh, he was 8% ahead of
Mitch Romney. Which was enough to go to the runoff. And he was declaring a victory and celebrating. And then more votes were tabulated. And now he is not in second place. So you get the feeling of victory followed by the feeling of defeat. And that is why we asked the question, when is the time that you thought you won but you actually lost? 800-520-1067. We have for you up for grabs. You can actually win tickets to see Felipe Esparza at the Greek on Saturday. Or if you want to go to the Grammy Museum, Sublime, straight from Long Beach, we have tickets for that as well. You get to pick at your ticket on K-Rock. And we say good morning to Susie. Hi, what's up?
Good morning, sweetie.
What happened to you?
So I was playing Loteria, and my best friend put an extra bean on my card when I didn't see her do it, and it was like blackout, and I thought I won, and I jumped up, and I was screaming, and I didn't win.
That's so funny, because I've been there for bingo, and they're like, oh, you know, you won, and then they come by and check, they're like, that's not a good card, and you're like, oh, everyone just keeps playing.
That's that's embarrassing, too, because it's so public. What did you think you won?
It was for a 100-inch TV.
Man, that's a great celebration.
I died.
I believe that. When you're so convinced it's you, too.
There's just one little extra bean.
Just one
throws
bean.
Throws everything off.
Friend effing with you while you weren't paying attention. That's funny for so many reasons, but the giant public celebration of victory.
And then you have to watch somebody else win it.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is doubly awkward.
All right, you thought you won. You ended up losing. And we say good morning now to, let's say hi to Elizabeth on K-Rock. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What happened?
Well, I rented my dream house in South Redondo Beach. It was the cutest cottage. It was everything I wanted. And I had put down the deposit on the 1st. On the 3rd, I got fired from my job after 14 and a half years. So I canceled the house, and I am not moving, clearly.
Damn, and you probably broke the news, like, I'm buying a house, and everything's so excited. You're moving into the place of your dreams.
But
everyone's excited.
But that's technically, I put that in a slightly different category. That's a disappointment for sure. I don't know if you ever really thought you won, though. It's very different than, like, the one time around here, Allie, you won the raffle to go see the Lakers, and it was supposed to be Luka's first game. You were going to see Luka and LeBron, and then you ended up winning the tickets, but they decided that none of the actual starters were going to play.
It was, yeah, they were like, ah, never mind, he's not going to play this game, he's going to play two games from now, and also LeBron's out. And all, there were like three or four different people that were out. It was ended up being one of the most boring games of the season,
David,
but I was there.
You thought you won, but you actually lost. What's going on?
Well, I went to a 7-Eleven by my house, got me a scratcher, scratching it off, and I thought I had like a royal flush, and it was for $10,000. So I called my wife, called everybody. I was so excited. I told my wife to go get those tickets, you know, because we were going on a cruise to Catalina. I'm like, go get those tickets. I just won. I went to 7-Eleven, scanned it. Was a loser.
What happened? You misread the cards? I know they're very little. You see the day? What did you get? There's an actual diamond in there with those hearts or something?
Well, I'm not really good at the poker,
yeah.
But like I said, I was scratching it, and then I was, you know, it looked like, because I read the back, and it looked like it was perfect, like, you know, how the back has, you know, the winners, you know, the royal flush, you know, three of a kind, but I was so excited, because I knew it was that, and I scanned it, and...
I've done the move before where I've scratched, I have had a winning whatever it was, cherries or something, and I saw the prize underneath, thinking that was the prize for what I just got. And I was like, and there was a time when I went through the, oh my God, I just got $50,000 on a scratcher. But of course, my prize was the free ticket, which is the worst of the
prizes.
Loser.
Yeah. Thank you, Vanessa.
Well, I remember when I was in Vegas, I had bet on the Super Bowl and I didn't know what the spread was.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't understand the spread at that point.
That's so funny. You thought you won because the team won.
Yeah, the team won. And I didn't even bet that much. It was like 20 or 40 bucks or something like that. And I was congratulated by everybody at the bar. I got in the line to cash out. I was telling everybody, and then I got to the front and they said, you did not win.
Yeah.
And they had to explain the spread to me. I was so pissed.
That's so great, too, because you're going to everyone. I don't know. You want to watch this? They're going to hand me a $50 bill.
I mean, you would have thought I won $10,000
Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. You thought you won, but you actually lost. It's Spencer Pratt is experiencing right now after pretty much declaring victory, and now everything is shifted around. And so, you know, you get the highs of winning followed by the immediate lows of losing. What happened?
Oh, hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Great to be on the line with you guys. I remember being a kid. I was like 12 or 13. Went to like my local burger stand. It was like at the corner of where I lived. They had like back in the day, you'd like fill out a little slip. You put all your info. You put it in into like a little box. They pull it out. I was supposed to win a car. They pulled out my thing. They had all my info. They called me and they said I couldn't win the car because I was 13. I wasn't 18.
That's the same thing that happened to Klein.
Thing. What kind of car were you going to win? I almost won a Hummer. One of the first edition Hummer.
One of the original douchiest cars in the world.
I could have been an original douche at 16. That was military style still.
It was just like a Camry or something.
Still great. It would have been. I mean, just winning. The feeling of winning a car, I still think of all the things. Like, not all winning is created equal. The winning of a car, I think go back to like the origin of any game show. Like, you win a new car. There's something about that. That's exhilarating. It's exciting.
Yeah, and I think it's always been that way.
Yeah.
I think even now it's just as exciting as it was 50 years ago.
And sometimes those cars, I'll be honest, on game shows, they suck. But people are still excited about it because you're going to win a free car.
Yeah. There's
something about winning a car means freedom.
Doesn't matter what kind.
You can do anything you want to do, go anywhere you want to go. Winning that car, especially if they give you gas in that car, will be even better.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually won a car on Price is Right, but he already had a super nice car and he won a less nice car, so he just sold it.
Yeah, and he had made money.
Yeah.
But you do have to deal with all the tax stuff, which I know is one of those things that people talk about, how sometimes winning on a game show still sucks. You think you're a winner. George.
Good morning. Yeah, I almost won an Apple laptop with Kevin and Bean. I told a story on what to do, nephew. And they told me, yeah, you know, hold on, we're going to get your information. And I got all happy and excited. I told my coworker, I won, and I hung up, and she goes, yeah, but why did you hang up?
Oh, you hung up before they could get the rest of your info?
Yeah, but I called back, and the answer didn't go, sorry, George. We had to go to the next contestant.
Mm.
All right. Well, George, you've won with us this morning on K-Rock, so don't let that happen to you again, okay?
It was well.
Oh, no.
That's sucks funny.
To
suck.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck.
And he's going to tell that story.
Oh, my gosh, you loser.
On the next radio show.
Years after, I called the new show on K-Rock, and they also hung up on me and said I won.
This happens forever.
All right, Dally, we heard from a lot of almost winners that turned out to be losers, but we must make one of them a winner. We
did the Lotteria one makes me sad.
Yeah, she it's stood so up. She thought she was winning the Lotteria. A misplaced bean cost her a 100-inch TV. Hang tight. You've won yourself some tickets on K-Rock. We'll call you back. Very exciting time to be living in Southern California because you have the Super Bowl later this year. That'll be happening. Obviously,
I forgot about even that part.
You got the Olympics coming up. But then starting tomorrow, of course, we have World Cup action happening in this city. Other cities around the world as well. But here in Southern California, Los Angeles, World Cup is happening. And so we wanted to talk to some locals to give advice to any of our new friends and or new tourists that will be wandering around lost and confused as they try to navigate Los Angeles over the next few weeks. So we sent Jake out.
It can be confusing and disorienting. I remember the first time I even visited L.A., I was so disoriented. I was trying to walk and be a pedestrian in Los Angeles, and it did not go well. I think I almost got hit by a car like four times.
And you're technically from this country, so just imagine all of the international visitors we have that are here to support their teams. So Jake wanted to let the locals not only welcome our new international visitors, but also give them advice that could potentially save their lives or at least their trips here in L.A. So here we go, and I'm sure some of them are listening to K-Rock because, you know, world-famous K-Rock, so maybe they feel a little bit like home when they're listening to this world-famous radio station. So listen closely to advice from locals as we welcome you to Southern California.
What's your name?
I'm Adriana.
From where?
Burbank.
Lots of international visitors are arriving in L.A. for the World Cup. Can you welcome them?
Of course, we all welcome L.A. people. We welcome everybody in L.A.
So L.A., we all welcome L.A. people. I mean,
we love you, L.A.
L.A. people, you belong here, L.A. people. Everyone else, hit
always
the bricks.
Making it about us.
So,
of course, we all welcome L.A. people. We welcome everybody in L.A. L.A. love everybody because we're the national entertainment capital of the world because everybody loves everybody here.
That's what they say. We're the national entertainment capital of the world.
L.A. love you.
L.A. love you. We. She's trying to speak, Allie, in language they can understand.
Like Tarzan language?
I wanted to offend all of our
me,
international...
Me, L.A. You.
You,
world.
Not L.A. We love... Click, click. We love you.
What's the most important local tip that you can give our foreign visitors?
Don't go on the 405 between 2 and 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or ever.
Or ever. I don't think there's ever a good time.
Yeah, is there ever?
No, not really. That's
except
good.
For when you're pretending to be in the carpool lane, even though you're a single person.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really always going to be backed
that's
up.
Good advice right there. Avoid the 405 at all costs. And welcome. We L.A. You. But more words of wisdom and encouragement for all of our international visitors from actual locals.
What's your name?
My name is Nick.
Lots of international visitors are arriving in L.A. for the World Cup. Give them a welcome.
Welcome to L.A., you f***ers.
Oh,
boy. I can do it again. Welcome to L.A. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the city. Have a great time.
You f***ers.
You f***ers.
We don't need all that.
What's the most important local tip you can give them?
Most local tip is plan your trip. Traffic is bad. Rides are hard to get. So plan around it.
It does seem like most of the local tips we received involve the fact that it's impossible to get anywhere.
How would you even tell someone, though, to plan?
You couldn't.
Like, if they've never been here before.
L.A., traffic bad.
Me, L.A., traffic, no.
I just say don't go anywhere. Pick one place and just stay there.
Well, but I could see why someone would look at where they're staying, and then they would say, all right, the game I'm going to is 3.6 miles away. That should take me about 5 minutes to get there, and then I think you need to go ahead and multiply that.
And go, and this is taking an hour and a half to right. get
what's
so
your name?
High.
Nora.
Lots of international visitors are arriving in L.A. for the World Cup. Can you welcome them?
Bienvenidos a Los Angeles.
Nice.
And what's the most important tip you can give our foreign visitors?
Eat all the street food you can find.
Oh,
that's a great tip right
there. That's the best advice you can give.
Eat all the street food. Maybe in your culture, it's not acceptable to eat things off the street. But here, that's some of our finest delicacies.
Street eating. is the best
street eating. So we've gotten some great tips and great advice. And you better believe if Jake's in the streets talking to people, Allie, there is someone he's going to encounter that maybe is going to give the best advice of all.
Is it a certain moist woman that we know?
So listen closely now, because Moist Joyce would also like to welcome our international...
You know, she probably is the best person to give advice because she's the only person that we know that takes public transportation.
And if there are tourists
that are going to try and take the public transit system, I don't have any advice for them.
So if you are visiting from another land, we welcome you to Southern California for World Cup action with the sweet sounds of one of our biggest local celebrities.
Lots of international visitors are arriving in L.A. for the World Cup. Can you welcome them?
Of course I can. Moist Joyce says, come and meet me. I'm juicy. I'm looking for any prince with a house. I don't know. You own a house? You're here on vacation?
Oh man.
If you're a prince visiting with a house and you're on vacation, Moist Joyce wants you to know that she is juicy right now.
You own a house? You're here on vacation? Come take care of me. I'll be yours forever.
We have to bring her to the BBC.
She's pretty much offering to whore herself. Well, we should bring all of those people with us. Her and...
This is the local flavor of the area.
Yeah, when we go do our little our thing on the BBC radio, we got to bring Moist Joyce.
Which one of you is going to take care of Moist Joyce?
Got to bring...
Secondhand Cindy.
Pantyhose Greg.
Pantyhose Greg.
Here's a collection of what we have for you in Los Angeles.
What's the most important local tip you can give to our visitors from other countries?
And you want to go to happy hour? Kabuki.
That's great.
Oh, nice.
That's great advice. A nice local happy hour to hit up.
2 to 6 on the weekend. I mean, 2 to 5 on the weekends. Great sushi, cheap beers, wonderful people.
See, this is why I never leave Burbank.
There you go. Me neither. Well, I do go to Ventura when it gets super hot. But Burbank has everything you need. Go to a movie. We have movies. We have 32 screens.
Well, she knows a lot about the movie watching process in Burbank.
Burbank, I believe, are close to that. So you like foreign movies, there's foreign movies playing. You like animation, there's animation playing. Subtitles, regular titles, things for people with, what do they call it when you're sensory friendly? For your kids, if you're in town, you want to take them to some of the great California or any other studios, kiddie movies. There's all kinds of experiences, and Burbank does have 32 screens, I believe, or close to 32 in less than a mile.
There you have it. Local flavor from Moist Joyce.
How do subtitles and regular titles differ from one another?
I don't know. What is sensory friendly? Is that for movies?
I think she's talking about sensory friendly.
Oh, sensory.
Yeah, they have like people that have sensitivities.
That's just like special movies that are extra loud for really old people that they call sensory
they
friendly.
They probably have that too. There are almost 32 screens.
That's amazing. All right, well, there you have it. Local flavor as we welcome all of our international visitors. Hopefully you have a nice stay here in L.A. And yes, it's probably a scam.
The whole city.
We'll be back in a moment with your news and your tickets to go see Sublime once and maybe twice. K-Rock's Road Trip USA is looking for your name coming up. The very first thing we do when that is done is get you on this list so we can send you on K-Rock's Road Trip USA Destination 3 Virginia Beach. Probably never been there before, but trust me when I say it's fun. Went there a few times growing up, and I remember it being a lot of fun. And now you can go there and see Sublime. We'll make that happen for you, plus give you tickets to see Sublime this weekend in case you're thinking about the plans ahead and going, man, I should be doing something outside and fun, and I have nothing planned. We will send you to Petco Park San Diego for Sublime. That is all part of the Field of Dreams festival that's going on there, a bunch of bands, including Sublime. And we'll make that happen for you in 3 minutes as soon as we're done with this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
This is Tim Cook's last appearance at the Worldwide Developers Conference before his time with Apple is done as CEO, and he passes his big gay torch on to his successor. So far, they have announced big software updates with Siri and with the phone and new iOS software in general. But Siri AI will be able to do all kinds of stuff. We talked a little bit about it last week, but they said she'll be able to share family albums with people, remind you if a lottery for concert tickets is taking place. She can suggest recipes for countries who are being represented at the World Cup for your watch party. She can also send feedback on documents, and she'll be able to proofread your texts. So if you send a text saying, love you, bath, she might jump in and say, did you mean to say love you both? And then you could be like, ah, yes, thank you, Siri.
I didn't send you a text. I wrote that on the card that came with your flowers. And I forget.
So you just typed it.
I typed it, love you, Beth. And that was after, I believe, you lost.
That was after our cat died.
Your cat died.
So I think it's actually more meaningful that you said love you, Beth.
At least you know I did it.
Yeah, you did.
That's not artificial intelligence.
No, you're absolutely right. But would you want Siri to proofread your texts?
No.
So, for example, another joke that you made to your wife about the if it's a boy, I'm happy, and if it's a girl, it's an abortion was the original joke, but it autocorrected to adoption?
No. She read it as adoption.
Ah.
I wrote abortion exactly right with no typos.
Okay.
And she got mad and called me crying and said, how could you say we're going to have an adoption? And I said, oh my gosh.
That's so much worse of a joke.
So glad she didn't read the thing I wrote.
It also, they claim that this new update will boost 80%. It will boost your AirDrop transfers by 80%. Your messages will load faster. Playback on Apple Music will start faster. All the apps will launch 30% faster.
What is that? None of this.
Your photos will appear in your camera.
What are they talking
this
about?
This is what they always do.
And switching to a cellular connection when you're out of Wi-Fi range will also happen faster.
All of the things. They must sit around every year. They go, we got to announce some stuff.
Pick what a percentage.
What do you want to do? Well, let's say the glass is 0.0001% thinner. Great. Go with it. But it's also 0.0002% stronger. Good. That sounds good. Put that
faster.
In there.
And faster. Can glass be faster?
Yeah, the glass is faster. Omar's right. Right, though they do these little things, and I know for them in the nerd world it seems like a big deal because they're like, oh, I'm 30% faster to open the apps. But Omar's right. I push an app on my finger and it's open.
Up. Yeah,
I don't need it to go any faster. It's fine the
but
way
I
it
also,
is.
I think they're outing themselves because I assume if something's not loading, it's the app's fault or the Wi-Fi's fault.
Right.
I don't think this is my phone's fault.
No. No,
so now I'm like, well, I guess you were really screwing up that before.
I mean, the things
you
that
you were not able
the,
to the provide me with
that they
speed.
Could do, which would be great, is every time I leave my phone on my lap and it's hot outside, my phone will, the sun touches my phone and the thing overheats pretty quickly.
Well, I think they are coming out with like a self-cooling.
Yeah, there's like a couple of
too.
Like real world. The problem is they're caught up in their little nerd cocoon over there and they're only trying to solve nerd problems, but they really need us regular people like us and solving our problems.
Well, I do think that the AirDrop thing is too slow. Try an AirDrop to somebody. Sometimes it's so fast, and sometimes you're like, "Did you get it? It's not showing up. Why isn't it showing up? It says it's still sending. Hold on, now it's not. Hold on, I missed the accept button. Now we have to start all over." It's like that part could be a lot better.
Here's what they need to figure out: if I'm masturbating while holding my phone in one hand, I have to use my non-dominant hand to hold the phone because I'm masturbating with my dominant hand. Then my wife will call or send me a text and say, "Why aren't you answering?" I need them to, like, figure out a way to block that from happening.
Oh, because it's interrupting your flow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
right. Just, right. Like, know what I, you know what I'm
well,
doing.
Well, you can add a, you know how you can do a personal or do not disturb or sleep? You can do different settings on your phone?
Yes.
You should be able to do self-pleasuring.
Right. But it wouldn't say that, obviously. It would say, like, saving the world or something else.
Yeah, you can code it with whatever you
right.
want.
Like one of
but
those, like, learning
would...
how to drive. Give me, you know, one of those.
I'm driving and busy right now. Yeah. Vanessa had that for a while.
I remember that. It was so annoying.
I'm behind the wheel of a vehicle. A grown-up vehicle. I can't respond.
Yeah. Like, yes,
I was like, okay.
Like, Vanessa, what are we giving away on tomorrow's show? I get this auto response immediately. It was like, please don't bother me while I'm focused on the road. I was like, what?
I'm in my power wheel.
What did
she
say?
I'm like, why do you have to concentrate
but you
so
know
much?
What? We're all going to die by driving off a cliff and she'll be alive. So
we love our phones, but countless studies have shown that it is not helping us. Since the iPhone came out, fertility rates have gone down because we're isolating, we're not going out and having as much sex, and it has affected our attention span as well, which has now translated into learning problems. The new stat is that 70% of fourth graders can't read good no more.
Trendsetter, baby.
Yeah, this is...
Turtles.
Klein has been in the Turtle Reading Group his whole life, and now he joins the ranks of most of America, and they tested a bunch of fourth graders, and they determined that they were definitely declining in every aspect, but especially reading proficiency has gone down, and they think, you know, this is obviously going to be... They're going to grow up, and they're going to enter the workforce, and they're not going to be as literate as the rest of the world, and then what will that do to the American economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Won't matter because we'll tell AI, read this for me, AI, and spell out the big words or something.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think people are also just going to be reading slower because they don't read for as long. If you read, you're really just reading captions.
Mm.
You're not reading for long periods, long paragraphs and stuff. Here's a new challenge, should you choose to accept it. This is yet another phone-related story, but it's related to taking your phone with you into the bathroom. Everybody does it. We're all on our phones in the toilet. But according to experts, this is bad for us, and we should challenge ourselves to stop doing it.
Don't bring your smartphone into the bathroom if you can help it, okay? My study in my lab found that people who bring their smartphones in have a 46% high risk of having hemorrhoids because it really does suck your time away.
Wow.
You end up deep into the season finale of The Pit. You didn't mean to do that. And it's all over. So at the very least, set a 2 TikTok limit.
A 2 TikTok limit if you're going to bring your phone into the bathroom.
Limits. Not, you get
That's
nothing
like
done.
4 seconds.
Yeah. 2 TikTok, like a 40 TikTok limit, maybe.
Do you think you could go a full week without bringing your phone into the bathroom?
I mean, the answer is, could I do it? Yes, but why would I do it?
Well, didn't you to see how it changed. I think now our brain and body is connected to looking at the phone. Like, I don't think I could poop without having it with me.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you take it? Before we had to read shampoo bottles.
Yeah, I think there's something about how reading helps you poop. So you're just reading on your phone rather than reading a book or reading the back of a shampoo bottle.
I swear at one point, I think there was like a book I had. I mean, this was like when I had roommates. It was like, you know, toilet facts.
Oh, I had that too. It was like called Confessions from the Bathroom.
I feel like I memorized that, but I read that book so many times.
It's
I was
like dog-eared.
This fact again? Jeez, I get it. The ant can lift twice its body weight. All right.
How do you not read good after reading all that?
I don't know. Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now and make you a winner instantly if you are caller 20 at this exact moment. 800-520-1067. Sublime is in your future.